The challenges in the Africa context are that first, you have relatively little biomass in some of the places. So it's really first a matter of having enough to feed the animals rather than just thinking of improving the quality, which would be the next necessary step for getting much better feeding practices that first and foremost increase productivity and incomes. And as a co-benefit, they get a lot of environmental benefits. If you look at what's happening, most of the scientific community working around this problem, what we are trying to do is to try to develop new technologies and feeding practices that will actually do the two things at the same time. Deal with the feed supply problem, but if we're going to do that, then it's better to try to do it through improved feeds at the same time.
Also, in looking at the different ways animals are fed, for instance, in a lot of the wealthier countries, they're grain-fed farm animals. Most of the animals, I understand, in Africa, sub-Saharan Africa specifically, are grass-fed. So then you're talking about improving the feed. So how would farmers go about improving the way their animals are fed?
Not all grass is the same. So you could actually have improvements in the quality of grasses that would lead to potentially doubling or tripling of the productivity. And the same would happen with crop residues. You could actually try to grow crops where the stover and the straws have a better nutritional quality for the animals. And this is a fascinating area of research that the CJIAI centers are really contributing to. They found that with these improved stovers, you can actually at least double productivity in some of the cases. And it's great, you know, because the farmer then has the same amount of grain, but a crop residue that is much better for the animals.
Now, looking at the big picture and how this is all related to climate change, what percentage of greenhouse gas emissions are directly linked to gases released from animals?
You will find a range of estimates, but I think that the current most reliable estimates range between 12 and 18% of total greenhouse gases.
And how does this affect climate change?
Well, you know, livestock is not alone in this. Livestock will contribute through methane production, nitrous oxide, and also through direct carbon dioxide emissions. If there are significant increases in the concentrations of these gases, we will have potential increases in radiative forces that will lead to increases in temperature and probably disruption of the climate cycles that we see currently.
Your study also pointed out that countries Ethiopia, Somalia, and Sudan have some of the highest carbon emissions. So what can they do to improve the diets of their livestock?
We are trying to find ways of sustainably intensifying these systems, and part of the solution will be around technologies that, like the improved feeds, but more importantly, we need to try to make these farmers more market-orientated so that there are incentives so that they can try to produce more animal products. At the same time, this creation of markets also implies the provision of services, probably provision of improved varieties of grasses and other inputs that are going to need it, probably improvements in veterinary services and so on. So it's really a whole package to help farmers intensify their production practices.